Certainly, it is a welcome development to have the chemical fertiliser spreading date extended from the 15th of September for a two-week period up to the end of September. Obviously, you know, with the fodder deficit that we have across the country, we need to maximise what grass we can grow on this island of Ireland over the coming weeks in order, as we face into the winter of 18 to the spring of 2019. Because, you know, the forage on the ground is extremely scarce after the difficult summer we've had.
And, of course, this is one step in the right direction, but by no means is it a whole solution to the problem. What other measures would you like to see introduced?
Look, we'd like to see the ship movement for live export cattle increase. Certainly we feel, you know, with prices as they are at the moment at the ringside, that we are competitive for the export and the live cattle. Obviously, you know, the importation of forage is a critical element as well. And at the Tullamore show there today, Sunday, He gave an indication that, you know, something will be done by the government on that in the coming weeks. But, you know, it needs to be done today rather than tomorrow, because fodder is getting extremely scarce around Europe and indeed in the UK, our nearest neighbour.
Is it looking like we're going to be able to prevent a second fodder crisis this coming winter?
Difficult to say that we'll prevent it, but I think we need to minimise it. We have a massive challenge ahead of us, one far greater, I think, than the one we had just gone by. But, you know, hopefully weather conditions will be kind and that the practical measures that are introduced, like the extension of the fertiliser and slurry spreading dates, will make it possible to maximise both grass growth and grass utilisation in the coming week. It's certainly going to be an all hands on deck. I don't think any one recommendation is going to cure this problem, but hopefully the combination can minimise the exposure that we have to fodder shortage.